Luke was here and he knew what he was doing. If the tree falls, the barrier falls, and camp will be open to any attack.
Three of you must quest for the legendary Golden Fleece and restore our borders to their full strength. Our champion, Clarice LaRue. What?
Great prophecy is known to a select few.
What am I supposed to tell Percy?
He can't know. There's something he can't know.
Percy, don't leave.
I have to.
Rover needs my help.
How did you get here?
A sea monster, but it's all part of his system, his trap.
Who's he?
Polyphemus.
You got me a cruise ship?
Got you a ride. That ship is going where you need to go.
You're not telling me something, but I don't care. I'm guessing I'm gonna need whatever's in that bag.
Now we're going on a quest.
I'm Clarice, daughter of Ares. I have been charged with a quest and stand ready to receive my prophecy from the
Oracle.
I'm Clarice, daughter of... You shall sail the iron ship with warriors of bone. You shall find what you seek and make it your own. But despair for your life, entombed within stone, and fail.
Percy Jackson and Annabeth Chase will pay for deserting camp in our time of need. Clarice. You have full authority to deliver justice to these outlaws if you encounter them on your quest. Now, since Ms. Chase is dead to us, you must choose a replacement companion, or buddy, or questmate, or... She needs two of them, right?
It's really cold in here. Are you dry already?
Here, take these. Looks like Hermes thought of everything. Magic vitamins, thermos of winds. No drachmas, though. Okay, so, this secret Chiron told you I can't know.
I know what you're gonna say.
I thought of a way we can make this work just between us.
Guys, I can still hear you.
That's okay, dude.
Percy, you already know there's something you're not supposed to know, which is bad enough.
Okay, so don't tell me anymore.
What?
Don't tell me.
That's your idea?
I trust there's a good reason to stop me from leaving camp or going on the quest or whatever. I trust Chiron, but mostly I trust you. I'm guessing this is something to do with my future or maybe my past that I don't know, but if I did know, it'd make me act a certain way or do something stupid, right? So I'm good not to know. But, and this is key, if you see me doing something that leans in a bad direction, you stop me with a code word.
A code word?
Yeah, I was thinking, Boone.
This stinks.
Well, it's not your code word.
I mean, something smells bad.
You say Boone, I back off.
This is gonna be a problem.
It'll work.
I hate that I can't tell you. And pretty soon, you're gonna hate it too, no matter what we try. And then you're gonna hate me.
You know what I think? I think we've had a rough couple of days. We're stowaways on a cruise ship. I say we check out the pool or the arcade or the buffet.
Monsters. I saw monsters on the ship.
Monsters. Plural?
Lord Ares, father, I am humbled by your presence.
Humble's for losers. Get up. Heard you snagged the Golden Fleece gig. Looks like you're too ding-dong short of a quest.
Didn't want any dead weight slowing me down.
A one-woman army, huh? Ready to burn it all down? All right. I can help out with that. This is your ride. Ironclad. Raised her from a watery grave and amped her up. You got a 40-millimeter bang-bang on the bow, 12-pounder on the flybridge, and 15-inch artillery on your six, locked and loaded with 100% pure celestial bronze ammo. Boom! Any questions?
Who are they?
These losers? Those are your line officers. Raise them from the grave, too.
Those defeated in battle owe a debt of service to Ares.
You'd think I'd get the winners, but no. Anyway, soldier, it's your time to shine. I can't do more for you without breaking the rules, and I'm in the doghouse as it is. The sea twerp's got a head start on you, but you need to reach the finish line first.
On my honor, I won't let you down.
Good. Because you know what'll happen to you if you fail. Let me warm these guys up for you. Attention, maggots! This little girl here is your new commander. This is her first quest. Now, her training is best in class, but in the field, she is woefully inexperienced. You will make sure that she succeeds, because if you don't, I will personally grind your bones to dust. Then sweep that dust into a tiny little baggie. And chuck that sucker into the pit of Tartarus. Oh. Peace.
To peace, Lord Ares.
All yours.
Those are the same Lystragonians we saw at camp.
They're walking right out in the open.
The mist must be working overtime to hide them.
We may have to get off the ship in a hurry. Why don't you grab the rest of the gear?
Hey, guys. You hit the buffet, huh? Let me get the door for you.
Those were definitely from the clan that attacked camp. Why would Hermes send you here? Gotta be something else.
Where are you going?
We gotta go grab Tyson and get as far from the ship as possible. Hermes must have known there were monsters here. It just doesn't make sense.
Annabeth? Annabeth Chase? Allison?
Sims?
Hey! Glory to Athena.
Honor to Apollo. This is Percy.
Oh, I know. Every demigod's heard of this guy.
You're from camp?
Graduated. Been seeing the world.
Allison, you have to come with us now.
What are you talking about?
Monsters on the ship. Three laced Dragonians were just behind you. You're lucky to be alive.
Where are they?
They took a service elevator. We couldn't follow.
Wait, where are you going?
I've got friends on board. Demigods. Stay here and I'll go get them.
Hold on a second.
We don't know how many monsters there are. There could be more.
My crew are monster hunters. We'll even the odds.
Allison Sims, is that you?
Like you had the odds on Grover?
What?
I saw her in a nightmare. She's leading us into a trap.
Luke won't be happy when I bring him your heads. But he'll get over it.
Guys, ready to go. This is why Hermes sent me to this ship. Luke is here. This is the mark of Kronos.
Good morning, passengers, and welcome to another beautiful day on the Princess Andromeda. As we sail into the Golden Age, be sure to indulge in the shrimp buffet on the Lido deck. Remember, the mist protects you from the prying eyes of mortals. So feel free to participate in any and all of our exciting activities.
He's not just here. This is his ship.
Mitch, from Blockbuster.
In what battle didn't thou fall?
Streaming Wars. Yeah, got pretty ugly at the end there.
All right, men, listen up.
We set a course for the Sea of Monsters. Coordinates 31, 37, north by 56, 12, west.
Trafalgar, sunk by the British.
Grand Port, sunk by the French.
Hey! I'm talking to you, maggots! We've got a lot of ocean to cover and not a lot of time, so move!
I know you mentioned Kronos was king of the Titans, but who are the Titans again?
They ruled in the time before Olympus. Kronos was the father of Zeus.
Was?
Kronos didn't trust his kids, so he ate them. Zeus got him to barf him back up, chopped his dad into pieces with his own scythe. So now, Kronos wants revenge.
But he's in pieces.
Where do you think Luke would be?
What?
We can get the drop on him, take him down. End the war tonight.
Take him down?
He still doesn't know we're here. We have the advantage.
What do you mean by take him down?
Annabeth, we're outnumbered on a boat filled with monsters. We have to strike while we can.
Boone.
Okay. I see your point. Now this could be a problem.
Giving into revenge?
No, the code word thing. You could just say Boone to win any argument ever, even if you're wrong.
When Luke poisoned Thalia's tree, it was like seeing my brother stab my sister in the back. No one is angrier at Luke than I am. But I don't want to see him dead.
Look, I'll tell you the same thing I told Hermes. I don't think Luke can be saved.
And I do. I have to. Luke has good reason to hate the gods. Kronos used that to manipulate him. I want to get him away from Kronos. I want to get him away from this ship.
So, capture instead of kill. I can work with that, as long as we steer clear of Boone.
We need a new code word.
I like Boone.
Thank you.
Here, the Admiralty Suite. Luke's all about glory. He'd take the biggest room for himself.
Now, there's still a lot of monsters. How do you get him off the ship without being seen?
I got an idea. Monsters?
Worse.
What could be worse?
I've been working.
Percy?
I'm good.
Okay, what's your plan?
Kick down the door. Hi, Luke.
That's your plan?
Yeah, or maybe. Bye, Luke.
Percy, you can't take him in a fight.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
They boarded near the stern. They have a pet cyclops with them.
That's not a pet. Poseidon claimed him. He's Percy's brother.
Well, he's right outside the door.
They're not gonna fight.
They're smarter than that.
A little nicer than Cabin 11, huh?
Percy?
Relax. He'll be safe here.
Tyson!
Percy!
It won't hurt you.
How'd you learn about this ship?
Your dad told me. Apparently, he still thinks there's hope for you. I disagreed.
Oh, good. Hermes should lose hope. His time is over.
If Hermes knows where you are, then so does the rest of Olympus. Surrender now to us, and maybe Zeus spares your life.
Zeus doesn't do mercy. Look how he spared his own daughter. Besides, shouldn't Poseidon be the god I worry about? Or Poseidon hasn't shown up because he's already too busy fighting. The Great Awakening has already begun. The Titans are returning because Kronos is returning. Every half-blood that joins us makes him stronger. His essence will rise from Tartarus to gather here, piece by piece.
That's why you need the Golden Fleece, to speed up his healing.
We'll forge a new body for him.
So that's why you poisoned Dahlia's tree, to force a quest for the Fleece. That's why you destroyed all that's left of your oldest friend.
You didn't know her. Thalia and I were on the run together for 2 years. You were with us for 2 months. You were just a kid. Thalia hated Zeus. If she knew about the great prophecy, if she knew she had a chance to tear down Olympus, she would have never given up her life. That tree is her curse. She'd be glad to see it fall.
Did he say great prophecy?
Wait. You know about the great prophecy. And you don't. See? This is how the gods divide us. By walling off the truth.
I actually don't want to know.
Because you're smart, or because you're scared?
Can I be both?
I always liked you, Percy. You deserve to know the truth.
Demigods and monsters.
We don't really use that word here.
Monsters?
We're all children of the gods. Tyson's the son of Poseidon.
Tyson! You okay?
He gets treated like an outcast just because his mother wasn't human.
Finished.
Needs more power.
Can I borrow a fireball?
Here with us, he can use his talents as a master craftsman. He'll be rewarded for those skills. And he'll be accepted, not treated like a problem to solve. We're fighting to create a new golden age, where every spirit, every creature, every demigod is free.
Where do humans fit in your golden age?
They'll be lucky to survive. A war between the Titans and Olympians will tear the Earth apart.
What about Camp Half-Blood? You gonna break your friends, Luke? Because they won't bow.
When the barrier falls, camp won't be able to stand against our assault. The smart campers will see that and choose to join us. If they do, they'll be spared. If a child of the eldest three were to join our ranks, that would be a powerful show of loyalty to Kronos. We wouldn't need more recruits. We wouldn't even need the fleece. You could end the war tonight.
Did Kronos tell you about the great prophecy?
He speaks directly to me now.
And you trust him not to twist the words of a prophecy in his favor?
The words are clear.
It's prophecy. The words are never clear.
She's trying to trick you. You think you're so clever. I can see right through it.
Allison, stand down.
All done.
Good work. What you call it?
A bomb.
Aren't you tired of losing? You're all losers, right? You owe debt to the god of war because you failed in battle. But let me ask you guys. What do you owe to yourselves? Because maybe this is more than just another tour of duty. Maybe this is a second chance to change how you're seen, to change your fate. You all have that chance right now to become the heroes who found the golden fleece. To take this win and shove it down the throats of everyone who's ever doubted you. When you return to the underworld, it won't be to Asphodel. It won't be to the Fields of Punishment. You will be exalted in the Fields of Elysium. Who's with me? Then let's get this floating hunk of pig iron on the move.
Aye, Captain! Let's move!
Captain, are you sure about these coordinates?
Why?
The numbers you gave pointed to the middle of Rocktown, New Jersey. That's a strange place for a sea of monsters, no?
Wait, hold on. The dream came to me, not Tantalus. And those numbers aren't even the right ones.
Jackson.
Hey. Thanks for getting us out of there. That was quick thinking.
Those big guys weren't so bad. They're actually kind of funny.
Then why'd you make the bomb?
Because you and Annabeth were in trouble. And a real hero stands up for others.
I think he was right.
What?
About Thalia. Maybe I didn't really know her. Maybe I just thought I did. If I was wrong about her, maybe I'm wrong about everything.
You're not wrong. Luke is the one who's wrong because he believes Kronos' lies.
Percy, I don't know the full prophecy.
I thought Chiron told you.
He gave me the gist. He wouldn't tell me the exact words. If Luke's right about anything, it's that you deserve to know the truth about your own fate. Prophecy tells of a child of the eldest three, who upon reaching 16 years of age, will become a powerful weapon.
A weapon?
The hero of the prophecy will decide the fate of Olympus. A single choice that either saves the age of the gods or destroys it.
Chiron thinks I might destroy Olympus. What do you think? You were right. I wish I didn't know.
Thank you.
friends.
So let's go do the impossible.
We are now entering the Sea of Monsters.